if you appreciate that diverse view, that view that takes in Alma and Fayetteville and Bentonville and Jasper, please know that it takes us a little bit of effort to get to all those places.
Yes, very much so. And if you appreciate that, you can show your support by giving us a call at 575-5823 or 800-522-5823. That's 800-522-KUAF. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com. Now, most high schools have a track team, basketball and football teams, a debate team, and maybe even a swim team. But what about a theater tech team? Tech teams compete in events such as costume changing, light focusing, and knot tying. Alma High School's tech team, the Pack Mules, are four-time national champions in the International Thespians Festival's Tech Challenge. Ozarks at-large's Christina Thomas visited the Alma Performing Arts Center to meet with the team, and here is her report.
Thespian festivals have been around for a while, 20-plus years in Arkansas, typically highlighting what goes on stage, like acting and singing, until 6 years ago. That's when the Tech Challenge was born, showcasing the hard work and talent that occurs backstage to make a production a success. Stephen Sellers is the technical director at the Alma Performing Arts Center, a partnership between Alma School District and the Alma Education and Arts Foundation. In his fifth year here, he wasn't around when the first Alma High School tech team was formed.
The year before I arrived, we took our first team to nationals. They didn't practice, they didn't really do anything. They just said, hey, we want to be a tech team. Let's go up there to nationals and do our thing. And they ended up getting sixth, which isn't bad compared to a lot of the other ones. Then there were only probably 15 teams that showed up, period. And so it's doubled since then.
The Arkansas Thespian Festival was held here during his first year with Alma. Sellers has a strong theater background, both on stage and off. He immediately took an interest in the school's tech team.
And we ended up getting a third place out of some teams with our own equipment in our own space. And the competitive nature in me said, that's not going to happen. We can't allow that to happen in our own, and be embarrassed like that.
He told the team that he was taking them to nationals and that they'd better knock it out. To foster enthusiasm, Sellers came up with a name for the team. The Pack Mules.
Because we are the PAC, the Performing Arts Center, it was a name that just kind of worked because we're the mules of the PAC, you know, the Pack Mules. And so they we do all the work. We do, you know, they do all the rigging, the lights, the sound, you know, of all the grunt work, if you will. So in reality, they are the PAC's mules. We're the Pack Mules.
As he stands in the PAC's lobby, Sellers wears a Pack Mule hat bearing the logo of the team and in the team's colors, green. They even have uniforms. In addition to the competitions and working on school productions, Pack Mule members are often hired as part of the tech crew for professional productions at the Alma PAC, some working the touring production of Fiddler on the Roof that was underway the afternoon I visited.
They're the first people that I ask to work the professional shows. I know that they're dedicated to this program and they're dedicated to good, solid work that when the crews come in here, I know that they can trust them and that the kids are going to be good and their kids are going to do exactly what they say and do it with an amount of respect. And so, yeah, they're the first people. They're my elite technicians, and they're the first people I go to and the first, yeah.
He knows he can trust their work because he handpicks the kids for the tech team. Alma High School has three stagecraft classes, taught by a teacher when they're in the classroom. But when the PAC is their classroom, Sellers is the teacher. He tells them at the beginning of the year that being on Pack Mule is an honor. He asks them to audition based on their work in class, saying that way they know they're part of the team because they really earned it, working that much harder to succeed at competition. Sellers sets a standard that if they don't place at the state level, the team can't go to nationals. Pack Mule is the four-time national champion team of the International Thespian Festival's Tech Challenge, held in Lincoln, Nebraska each summer.
Within the Tech Challenge, there's six events, three of which are individual events, three of which are team events, or more than one, if you will. Those three individual events typically are light hanging focus, knot tying, and sewing a button. And light hanging focus is exactly what it is. You take a Source 4 instrument, you hang it, you focus it into it, and shutter cut it off, and that kind of thing, and do it as quickly and accurately as you possibly can.
Anyone who has ever attended a theatrical production has probably noticed, or perhaps not noticed, the lighting. In a dark theater, lighting sets the mood of a show, directing the audience's attention. Robert Denton is a senior member of Pack Mule. Light, hang, and focus is his event. Though he had the fastest time in this year's competition, he came in fourth place.
First three steps are you hang it up on the pole and then you hand tighten it. Well, then you're supposed to safety cable it and then wrench tighten. Yet I wrench tightened before I safety cabled. So, which most even sellers, he says that it's not a big deal that you should have it secure on the pole before you take your hands off of it. So, I mean, not a big mistake, but it lost me first place. So, not good.
His second year as a pack mule, Denton says it's a fun experience that he really enjoys.
And since I've joined last year, I've made a decision to do this for, you know, a living, become a lighting designer and, you know, make a living out of this. So it was a pretty big part of my life now, so.
Sellers on the second individual event.
Knot tying, you tie four consecutive knots, or four knots in syncopation, and you chew it as fast as you can. And Jose Tellez was a ninth grader when he first got on the team. And we've been 5 years in a row, and every year a kid from Alma has broken the previous knot tying record. And so it's always been an Alma kid that's broken the record. So it's gone from 15 seconds, which was the original record, all the way down to 8.09 seconds, which is the current record held by Mr. Jose Tellez. Yeah.
Now a sophomore, Jose Tagus says he was fascinated with the ropes when watching the pack mule's former knot-tying record holder give a demonstration.
He was going so fast, and it looked so awesome, and I was like, I want to look like that. It was like majestic. It was like art. You know, I just liked how fast and ninja-like that he looked from doing it. That's what really caught my attention, because, you know, you're doing lights, and I'm just hanging this light, but you're doing ropes. You're like, You're going like at lightning speed, and people can't even believe what they're seeing. And that's what attracted me to it.
Backstage, knots are used for a variety of things. Picture all those ropes, cables, cords, hanging down from perhaps a pulley. Tagus says they use them to put cables on battens, attach ropes to one another. And when walking on the catwalks high above the stage, knots can even save a life. But during a challenge, the knots are for competition. Tagus sets the scene.
We have a table with a pole attached to the table for knot tying. And then people will just go up and talk to the judge if you want to do knots. Okay, I'm ready to do knots. And there's a practice area and there's a real area. And so it's like, okay, I want to really do this for my team. He's like, all right, gets his timer, and there's a line, starting line, like about 3-5 feet away from the table. And he says, all right, on your mark, get set, go. And then you go. This is what I do. I do like this bunny hop, because I don't like running. I think running wastes time. So I like bunny hop all the way to the table, because since I'm Mexican, I guess, I can make that distance. And I just jump, and I grab the rope off, and you just tie the knots in sequence.
The order is clove hitch, secured by a half hitch, then attaching two ropes together with a sheet bend knot. Tagus says this one is his favorite.
You have your thick rope, and you finish tying the clove hitch, the half hitch, after your clove hitch, and you secure it, and then I run my hand down, and the bottom of the rope slides up. And so I do this really fast, and I just grab it, and you put your hand through this little loop you make, and you grab the other rope, and then you just tie it, and you grab it with your other hand, and I pull back, and then just tighten it.
The sheet bend is followed by a single hand or double hand bowline. Though his personal best for tying all four knots is 6.7 seconds, it was a time of 8.09 seconds that won him the best time in the world. I asked if he had any desire to be in the world record book.
That'd be really nice. Show my kids whenever I grow up, be like, hey, look at this. I was in a world record book. So, I mean, maybe that'd be fun. That'd be interesting. That'd be a story to tell, you know.
I asked Sellers, coach of the Pack Mule Tech team, how he coaches something like knot tying.
We break it down to its very, very roots. We start with how you move your hands and what to do with your hands, and we say this, you know, make sure you go through here and this, that, and the other. And so we break it down to its nuts and bolts, and then they practice over and over and over to where they don't have to think about it. And that's the key, is that it's all about muscle memory. If you're thinking about it too much, you're going to overthink it. You're going to miss something. And so then they practice on their own. I mean, I open the doors to them and set the tables up, and I do everything that I can possibly. But I'm not there right there screaming at him saying, you know, practice, because, I mean, honestly, I don't get anything from that. I'm just allowing them to succeed on their own.
The final individual event is button sewing. During a quick costume change or an abrupt movement on stage, costumes can rip, buttons torn off. Quickness and accuracy is important to ensure that a costume change goes smoothly, or a piece is ready for its next appearance. Leslie Gans is one of only two female pack mules. This summer was her first competition, earning third fastest in the world. Having never sewn before, she credits practice and small hands to her success, though it took her two tries.
It was so nerve-wracking internationals. Like, they were like, I was getting so fast times on the bus and practicing and everything. And then we got there and they're like, it's going to hit you and you're going to be nervous. I was like, oh no, it'll be fine. And when I went up there first, like, I got 2 minutes and 28 seconds. And then they took off. They added time because of certain things that I didn't do right. So it was 2:48. And I just almost cried. I was like, oh my gosh, I did not come here to get last.
She went and practiced for another hour, this time getting a time of 1 minute 15 seconds. Coming in third, which she was okay with. First and second place were also pack mules. Group events include costume quick change, leg a platform, and a scene change. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.